BHP Billiton has reported its first half numbers, and when you look at the headline profit, what you notice is a massive increase of almost 90% in the profit, which came in at just under $3.8 billion. But when looking at those figures, it's important to remember it's been compared to the same time a year ago, and within that period, there were substantial write-downs related to the dam disaster at the Samarco site. So this, then, when you take out those one-off events, you're left with the underlying number, and to that end, that measure was down by around 8%. Importantly, when you look at their portfolio of commodities, iron ore is the most important earner, and that's followed by copper, coal, and petroleum. So there were mixed outcomes across that group of commodities. There were higher prices for petroleum and metallurgical coal, but then thermal coal, copper, and iron ore saw lower prices over the course of the period. So that contributed to revenue over the course of the period largely being flat, coming in at a little under $21 billion. But the other aspect of that was that there were higher costs over the course of the period. There were a number of outages which saw the increase in those costs, and that turned around the Olympic Dam site. There was a derailment in their West Australian iron ore business, and there were fires at a number of plants as well. But importantly, when looking out over the course of the remainder of the period, BHP has spoken about a balancing out in terms of that cost side of things, and that the full year expectations will remain unchanged on that front, so that is quite important. Another important feature of the period is that there's been the completion of their onshore US assets in the period as well, which has seen more than $10 billion returned to investors. So that has been quite an extraordinary period in the organization's time. It comes to the fact that they paid also the latest dividend, the 55-cent dividend, was a little bit better than what the market had anticipated. So all in all, the share market reaction has been quite a positive one. The stock up by more than 2%, providing a validation of not only the last half, but the expectations for the second half as well.